Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Everybody, I'm Cam Stewart with your Fantasy Sports News Update. Less than 5 hours away from Game 4 of the NBA Finals from Golden State Warriors guard Klay Thompson. Listed as probable, he's probably going to play in this one after missing Game 3 with that hammy injury. Kevin Durant, we know this. He's still out, though Coach Steve Kerr says he might play in Game 5 or 6, but we might doubt that. Despite not even practicing since Game 5 of the Western Conference semifinals. So Kevin Durant there, they think 5 or 6, but I'm thinking maybe the whole series. Kevin Looney out. Kerr says he could in this game, total 215. Golden State money line minus 185. Raptors money line plus 165. First quarter line, Golden State minus 1.5 point favorites, minus 145 on the money line. Raps plus 125. Total first quarter 53. First half line, Golden State minus 2.5 money line, minus 170. Raptors plus 150. Series price, Golden State, this was a pick'em, now they're up to minus 25 cents. Toronto plus 115. St. Louis and Chicago officially play a two-game series at London Stadium in baseball June 13th and 14th, 2020, the MLB announcing today. The Yankees and Boston Red Sox have a series in London slated for June 29th and 30th, becoming the first teams in the league history to play in Europe. One game on the go this afternoon, it is those teams we talked about, Cubs and Cards. And right now the Cubbies lead 3-0 in the top of six. In the NFL, breaking news, Kansas City Chiefs receiver Tyreek Hill is not the subject of an active criminal investigation for child abuse. While there's no active criminal probe, Hill and his girlfriend, Cristobal Espinal, still remain the subject of an ongoing case with the Kansas City Department of Children and Families. Hill's son reportedly suffered a broken arm and was removed from custody of his parents back in April. Hill has denied he was involved in any abuse of his son. In the NFL gets its way, the collective bargaining agreement could be in place before this upcoming season. The league wants a new agreement by September 1st. The current CBA is set to expire following the 2020 campaign. The NFL's satellite and streaming deals will expire after 2019, and its agreement with Monday Night Football, it runs through 2021. St. Louis Blues forward Ivan Barbashev will have a hearing today for a head hit to Boston winger Marcus Johansson during Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final, the Department of Safety announcing today. If Barbashev gets suspended, it'll be the second ban on a Blues player in the final, as Oscar Sundquist was handed a one-game suspension for a hit on Matt Grzelcyk in Game 2. Hey, the Blues, a little bit lucky in this one, but they got it done. They have a chance to hoist the Stanley Cup Sunday night at 8 o'clock Eastern. They hold a 3-2 series lead on Boston. Game 6 betting line, Blues minus 125. Over-under is 5 flat. Updated series price, Blues minus 300 now. Boston plus 240. Tough conditions for the semis of the French Open. Wind and rain wreaking havoc. Rafa Nadal, he got his match in. He stayed true to form in his 39th meeting with Roger Federer, besting the Swiss icon in straight sets. 6-3, 6-4, 6-2 the final. With the win, Nadal, the king of clay, advanced to his 12th career French Open final. Gusts reached up to 40 miles per hour, rain and nasty conditions. And the dominant team, Novak Djokovic, semi delayed and now has been suspended until Saturday morning. Right now, team currently leading 6-2, 3-6, and 3-1 in the third set. This winner faces Nadal on Sunday morning. Women's side, Ash Barty came back from a set and a breakdown to beat 17-year-old Amanda Anisimova 6-7, 6-3, 6-3. That wins her a trip to the first Grand Slam final. Barty will play Marketa Vondrousova, who beat Joanna Konta of Britain 7-5, 7-6. She was on the ropes but came back to get it done. Very impressive win. Vondrousova still hasn't dropped a single set in the tourney. She become the first team to win the French Open since Iva Maioli did it way back in 1997. Barty in the final, minus 160 favorite. Vondrousova plus 140. PGA Tour. Round 2 of the Canadian Open from Hamilton Golf and Country Club, and crazy stuff going on today. Brant Snedeker, what a day. He shot a 29 on the front nine, 10 under, a 60 total. He almost jarred it from the fairway for a 59. He is the leader at 11 under, but a lot of guys going low right now. Shane Lowry on the course. He is one shot back at minus 10. Rory McIlroy making a charge. He's minus 7 still on the course. Dustin Johnson on the course at minus 3. Brooks Koepka in the clubhouse at minus 4. 24 teams, 52 games, one's goal. The FIFA Women's World Cup gets going in France today. It is underway right now, and the host nation of France pounding Korea right now, 3-0 at the half. World Baseball, College World Baseball Series here. We got earlier games. Louisville smoking the East Carolina Pirates, 14-1 the final. We got a huge day in Major League Baseball. Gabe and I will break it all down at 6 o'clock with the MLB betting and DFS hour. More games on the dock. It's going to be a great day. Crazy sports, too. The Belmont, we got everything today. Stay tuned. Gabe Morency, host Red Heat and Rage Radio. We got a jam-packed Friday show, as I mentioned. Steve Merrill, Babano, Joey Odessa, and Horseman Randy Mosser on NBC Sports. So stick around, everybody. It's a great Friday, sunny and fun. Gabe Morency, host Red Heat and Rage Radio. Hour one coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
Friday. That should be the new name of the show. I don't know why it's Red Heat Rage or Game Time Decisions, actually the official name of the show, but Cam just promised the sun and fun. So what's up, fun?
It's pretty hot here, Morency. Don't want to turn on that AC, but old miser Stewart, he's getting close. It's getting hot in here. It's going to be a lot of fun. The Blues caught a break last night. I'm happy about that. What can you say? Now they got a break. Hey, remember San Jose, the hand pass? Boston, we all get screwed eventually. And the Raptors tonight, Gabe, hopefully a great Friday night. The Belmonts this weekend. What can you say, buddy? It's a lot of things are going on right now.
Why did the Boston Bruins get screwed last night? Did I miss something? Thought it was an excellently officiated game last night.
Yeah, it was good. It was.
They let them play.
Let them play.
Players always say that, right? Let them play. And then when they let them play, people freak out.
It's true. It's true.
What happened? No, listen. Boston, whatever, dude. It's clearly a slew foot slash trip all in one.
Good old Bozak. Love Bozak.
Bozak comes through with the biggest play of Bozak's career.
He was my favorite Leaf. I love Tyler Bozak. He's great.
What's the guy's name? Arcetti. He takes the guy out.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously it should have been a penalty, but I find it to be pretty rich that this Bruce Cassidy guy's crying.
I know.
I do. He's like, God, it's too bad the officials are had an impact on the game. Yeah, like they had an impact on the game when they called the Blues for 4 penalties the other night, too. Right? And you went 4-for-4 on the power play. I mean, come on. The Bruins have gotten away with stuff. He should know better. It sucks. I understand their frustration. But, you know, when you're the coach of the Boston Bruins, dude, you need to live with it.
You do.
You have Brad Marchand on your team getting away with stuff all the time. And, Joey Odessa is going to join us later on the show. And Joey's not a hockey guy, but he always talks about it with the bad beats in the UFC. In which they even out. You get pissed off about a bad judge's decision, but it sort of evens out. And in sports, it kind of does. But hey, it is what it is. I'm not crying for the Boston Bruins because of that call. They were losing the game at the time, anyways. It's not like the game was tied and they got a goal disallowed or there was a bad goal allowed. Whatever. It was one check, it was one play. You know, they got away with a hit. What do you want?
They sure did. Watching the Canadian Open, but too, Gabe, Brent Snedeker shot a 60 today. Unreal. Almost a 59. 29 on the front nine. Guys on fuego.
I thought this place was supposed to be harder than Glen Abbey.
Hit your fairways. Guys are going low.
All right, let's roll. Game time decision.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
We'll be right back.
like Game Time Decisions continues. Red Heat Radio, Radio, Madison Square, Radio, a network. I am a Red Seat with Throwing It Down to Raging Redhead Cam. Stuart, we've got a busy show today. Steve Merrill steps up and in. We've got Randy Moss, not the football player, but the white bald Randy Moss.
Yeah, horse
Randy
guy.
Moss TV, the horse guy, and NFL Network, too.
True.
He does NFL Network and NBC Sports. That's the Belmont Stakes tomorrow. We'll break that down with Randy Moss. Who else do we have on the show today? Joey Odessa. We'll talk UFC. UFC's in Chicago. It's actually a pretty good card. I'd like to see that. I'm interested in the Tony Ferguson, Cowboy Cerrone fight. But let's bring in Steve Merrill right now, ProSportsInfo.com, one of the covers experts. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right, Steve. The Toronto Raptors are up 2-1 right now, so I feel pretty good about that. But this series can tonight, it's like Yogi Berra once stated, when you get to the fork in the road, take it. And that's where the where the Raptors are right now, Steve. They're at the fork of the road. The NBA Finals, this series could really, really play out in different scenarios. Raptors up 2-1 right now. They win this basketball game tonight. They have an opportunity to win up 3-1 on Monday night on their home court. Yet Golden State wins. We're tied at 2, and this thing suddenly becomes a best of 2 or 3 for the NBA championship.
Right, and it also guarantees that it goes back to Golden State for a game 6. And as Yogi Berra also said, it ain't over till it's over. I would say that definitely applies to this series. Key tonight is going to be the health of Klay Thompson. He's active. He's expected to play. The line is indicating that at 4.5. That's where this number was 2 nights ago. And then right before tip-off, it plummeted down to 3 when it was known he was out. So right now, the injury report and the betting odds are all saying that he is in the lineup. I think the big question that's the uncertainty for all of us is how effective will he be? I definitely feel he'll be better tonight than had he played in Game 3. So I think they had to kind of suck it up and take the loss in Game 3 for the overall health of this team going forward. If you're looking at a good bounce-back spot, you would have to think this is it. The most dominant team in the NBA over the past 4 or 5 years coming off a bad loss. That's the situation you look for. Problem, though, is that Toronto has been the better team in this series. Not only are they 2-1 in this series, but they're also 2-0 in the regular season. They're now 4-1 straight up against Golden State this season. And even the one game they lost, Game 2, they won 3 of the 4 quarters, outscored the Warriors. So I think Toronto's the better team getting points, but I think Golden State's in a much better situation than that, especially if Thompson is healthy.
And now the fact is the Raptors, out of the 12 quarters in the 3 games, they've actually won 10 of the 12 quarters, Steve, in this series. They pretty much dominated with the exception of about a 6-minute run that cost them the basketball game in Game 2. If not, potentially, they could be up 3-0 right now. But I don't like being the hypotheticals. You can't go back in time, and who knows? You can't. It's like playing Star Trek. You can't change the continuum of the past. It is what it is.
Continuum.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's where we are.
Star Trek references. Wow. Mock former NC. It's strong.
Yeah.
Strong.
Yogi Berra pretty much is known for having the best quotes that don't make sense, but they really do. And of course, the most famous one is "It ain't over till it's over." One of my favorite ones was always when you come to the fork in the road, take it. I'm just looking and I'm wondering if Yogi Berra has any quotes about the NBA screwing teams over so they can get more revenue, as Steve just mentioned. Listen, man, the NBA wants to get this into next Thursday at least. That's another week as opposed to this series coming to an end. Mike Callahan is the referee tonight. Mike Callahan has the highest home win record percentage in the NBA out of any referee. 46-25. I'm going by the spread. 46-25 home teams against the spread with Mike Callahan as the ref. We got Callahan, Cam, against Milwaukee.
Yeah,
and against Philadelphia. Gotten him a few times. I don't think he personally screwed us over. I think he's just sort of bad. Like, overall, it is what it is. We got to deal with it. But, man, these referees in the NBA, you never know what you're going to get from them. We got a real screw job in game two. Kane Fitzgerald is really good. He was good in game three. But as Steve mentioned, Cam, the Warriors are in a good spot tonight to bounce back, a desperate team, even though the Raptors are the better team. But you got to be a little fearful of the NBA hit job that's going to go down tonight.
Yeah, I'm very scared of it. I think Steve is too. It's just it seems the same way. Like, you know what I mean? When you're watching these big sports now, things have changed over time. You know what I mean? We very rarely see sweeps anymore. We see series getting extended. Even earlier with Utah against Houston trying to get extra games instead of the sweep. It's just, it's a different world we're living in. Steve, I can tell you one thing too. I guess a lot of the people who are going back and forth on the futures and series markets, it was you know, 105 for Golden State a while ago, and now I'm seeing 125s, 130s pop up. So obviously people who still believe the champs are the champs, you know, they jumped on this series price when it was basically a pick 'em versus the Raptors, and now you have to lay 30 cents. I think that tells you something too.
Yeah, another great saying by Yogi Berra was it's deja vu all over again. And yeah. I think that kind of applies as well to this series. You know, we've seen this before. We've seen the Warriors' backs against the wall. We've seen that with the Cavs and LeBron and other, you know, quality Class A teams. And one of the reasons that the home team gets the call, and a lot of times these series are extended, is because the superstars get the call. And you got to figure that's going to happen tonight with Stephen Curry, especially Klay Thompson if he's healthy. Kawhi Leonard's just not the type of superstar that really begs to get calls. He's so quiet, methodical, goes about his business. Curry is so animated. Ibaka, that terrible foul by Ibaka in game three where he's kind of halfway coming at him at three-point line and Curry threw himself up and into him and got the three-point call. You could just see a lot of that happening tonight, especially with that ref as the home ref.
Oh, God.
You already got the indigestion, Gabe. It hasn't even started yet. No, I've seen this movie too many times. Like, it's just there's a weird feeling going into it. But, Gabe, well, the line's four and a half. It's 4.5. It's not the six.
The way I look at this is I don't think the 4.5 matters tonight. I think the Raptors either show up and are the better team again and somehow just beat these guys and just roll through them like they've been doing for the most part, like they've done for 10 of the 12 quarters, or they get smoked. Like, Steve, to me, the 4.5 really isn't all that pertinent tonight. I'm going to sprinkle on the Raptors on the money line tonight. Like I don't really care about the 4.5 points.
Yeah, I was going to say the underdogs won outright the last two. It hasn't mattered in all three. And it did matter with Toronto in some of the other series when they were favorites. They won but didn't cover. But as a dog, Toronto, it has not mattered. And also, Gabe, doesn't this feel a little bit like Milwaukee game two on the road where they just didn't show up?
Yes and no. But yes.
Deja vu all over again, boys.
Yeah, you know what, Steve? That's the last game that the Raptors that lost before game two. They've been really good. The Raptors are 7-1 now in their last eight. So 7-1 straight up. They've been good on the road, Cam. And this is a different Raptors team. That Milwaukee game, you can see that written like Steve. I have pretty much bet, and it's pretty reckless, but I pretty much bet like as much as I humanly or physically could on almost every Raptor playoff game. Except, you know what game, Steve? That I was like, this is not a good spot. Game two against Milwaukee. I knew. I was like, yeah, this isn't going to end well tonight. And it didn't. But the Raptors were mentally more weak then. They're tougher now. They didn't celebrate the other night. They're really focused. And all this talk about, ooh, Klay Thompson's coming back. Whatever. Steve, you mentioned it. And Cam, Steve mentioned it. The Raptors beat them twice this year with Klay Thompson in a regular season. They beat them in game one. Steve, I've been harping on this for the last 24 hours. In three games of this series, the Golden State Warriors scored 109 points each time. They had Klay Thompson twice. They scored 109 points. You didn't have Klay Thompson. You scored 109 points. You know, if the Raptors show up and play their game, they can win. I don't care about Klay Thompson. But every scenario sort of points towards the Warriors.
It does.
Zigzag, bounce back, pedigree, NBA TV, NBA referee screw job. It all adds up to say Warriors, but screw them. All right, we'll hit some NASCAR on the other side.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, we got a couple of minutes left. Steve Harrell here. NBA Finals this evening. Klay Thompson back in the lineup. Total right now set at the 215 money line. Raptors in the 170 range. Warriors minus 200. And I just retweeted something about a bettor in Las Vegas that is doing the old chase game. And listen, I'm not going to question the guy only because he clearly has money, but it doesn't seem like this guy's on a very good run this week. But somebody just walked into the Las Vegas sports superbook, the Westgate in Vegas, and put $182,000 on the Golden State Warriors to win on the money line tonight, minus 190. Going to win back $95,789 if it wins. The same bettor bet $49,500 on Golden State to win game three. And the same bettor bet $75,000 on the Bruins last night. So this guy's down 125.
He's loaded. He's getting
now he just
smoked.
Trying to get it back.
Wow.
He's dropped 182. I don't know, man. This guy, hopefully this guy's just like the biggest ass mush. Like, I'm going to think about him. Sorry, buddy, but I really hope you lose $182,000 tonight.
Maybe he's on tilt. Yeah, it's. I like to hear stories like that, Gabe. I don't like anybody losing their shirt, but we got money on the Raptors. No offense. We can't solve everybody's problems. We got to think about our own bankroll. We're all in.
Gabe, this isn't some smart money management this guy's got going on.
No.
It's the old chase. Here's a Steve Merrill Yogi Berraism for you. The Martingale system works 99.9% of the time, but when it doesn't work, you go broke.
Well, you know, I'm assuming.
And those that don't know, the Martingale is, of course, you know, you double up every bet to try to win back that initial bet, and it gets ugly fast.
I'm assuming that he's going to keep doing that until he wins. He obviously has a big bankroll behind him. Is this Duffel Bag Boy? Remember Duffel Bag Boy? He sort of had the same thing in college football. He went in this year. There was some dude in Vegas. So Duffel Bag Boy would bet like $75,000 on the morning game. And if it lost, he'd go 150 on the next one. And if that lost, he'd go 300. And the kid was nuts, man. And he pretty much danced with the devil for like 2 months. And finally, one weekend, he got smoked. Like, he got smoked. The math didn't add up. I think he might have lost like 700K one afternoon. Yet, a couple of sportsbook directors, and Todd Furman confirmed it after, said he was up at the end of the year, that he did beat them. So it's almost like poker, Cam. If you come in, if you have deep pockets and you're resilient, listen, if you're willing to lose 3-4 games in a row and just keep doubling up, eventually you're going to get your money back.
I guess
most people can't afford it. Right?
No, exactly. Like me and you, I'm not walking around with thousands of hundreds of thousands.
How much
pocket,
money does this guy really have?
It's
$182,000. I don't think this is the best bet tonight. I mean, he's convinced that the league is going to screw the Raptors, but 182K, way the Raptors are playing. If I was Nick Nurse, I'd show the Raptors this too. I'd say some loser in Vegas just bet 182. You guys are going to lose. So, Steve, before we get you out of here, NASCAR, what's your take this week?
Yeah, first, I was going to say real quick, I don't think Vegas tweets out the stories about the successful bettors betting, so take that with a grain of salt. This necessarily is not as sharp for that. And then the other thing is the other analogy I'll use
point.
Is it's picking up nickels in front of a steamroller. That's a great analogy in the financial markets or anything else. That college football guy was picking up nickels in front of a steamroller. And just think about that for a minute. It'll sink in and make sense. He might have finished up for the season. But like I said earlier, it's that 0.1% of the time when it doesn't work, you're dead. So it's the same thing with that. And yeah, we'll see how it plays out. So they're at Michigan this week for NASCAR. This is one of the 2 mile tracks along with Fontana, California. The usual suspects will do well here. It's a cookie cutter track, but it's not quite like the mile and a halves where Joe Gibbs and, you know, Kevin Harvick's team has dominated. These 2 mile tracks, we've seen Kyle Larson do as well as any driver in recent years. He won both races here in 2017. Last year, he didn't even finish top 20 in either, though. He led the second most laps last week at Pocono and still finished outside the top 20. So he's a dicey guy this week that could surprise. But the one set of drivers that have always been good here, especially Brad Keselowski, and I look for his teammate Logano to be good again. So you always had the Gibbs drivers, but I think Logano and Keselowski are probably the most consistent on this type of track that have been good everywhere this season.
I can't disagree with that. I often take Keselowski here. His home course, right? His home track. Keselowski coming home. Chase Elliott, as you mentioned, Joey Logano. I think those are guys that you take a look at. Logano, Keselowski, Elliott. You mentioned Kyle Larson. Not bad odds for Kyle Larson this week, actually, Steve, either.
Yeah, he's had a really tough season. He won the All-Star race at a mile and a half Charlotte. That's probably the fastest mile and a half other than Atlanta. And now we're at a big 2 miler where he won both races 2 years ago, as I mentioned. And even last week, as I mentioned, he doesn't finish top 20, but he leads the second most laps. So he's been running well this season. He just hasn't been consistent. And by the way, guys, we do get some fuel mileage results at a track like this where a random guy will come out and win the race. So I do think this is a decent week to take Larson if his practice times are strong.
Kyle Busch. What's Kyle Busch's track record like at Michigan?
He's good everywhere. He won last week. So I usually, you know, the thing with Busch is he always, when he's off a loss, you take him. He's like the Warriors off a loss, a Class A driver. He won easily. He had led a lot of laps last week, so maybe this is the week you don't take him. By the way, Martin Truex Jr., the second favorite last week, he finished third to last due to an engine problem. Will be interesting to see if he bounces back this week.
Yeah, he's never won here either. And yeah, Busch has won here once. Truex hasn't won here either, even though he's good on these type of tracks. Steve Merrill, postsportsinfo.com, covers experts. Steve, thank you for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks, guys.
Steve Merrill with us.
I see a note here. Gabe Harvick has 6 runner-up finishes since 2013. Wow, that's surprised. Nuts. He's always there. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Yeah, exactly. It's the usual suspects, Cam. Yeah, it really is. I think NASCAR is easier to bet on than golf.
Oh, a hell of a lot easier. There's 150 guys.
There's less guys. You know, there's 42 guys, 43 guys. So 43 drivers. And really, for the most part, there's really only like 6 of them actually win. You know, this year was a little different. I think to start the season, like, you know, there was like 4 winners in different weeks or whatever. But for the most part, it's the same guys, Cam. And history really, really repeats itself. Like Steve mentioned, like there's sort of sister tracks. Like they're same owners. It's like golf courses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some guys will be, oh, this guy's good on Pete Dye design courses.
True.
This guy's good on Jack Nicklaus design courses, right? Like they're sort of that, and it's the same thing. Like California and Michigan, it's the same owner, even, I think, that owns the track. It's like the same track, essentially. You know what I mean? So if you do well in Cali, you do well in Michigan, right? Like there's sort of correlations across the board. We'll get more into NASCAR throughout the summer when there's less going on. Obviously, we got hockey and basketball going on right now. Speaking of Yogi Berra, some of Yogi Berra's more famous sayings. So when you come to the fork in the road, you take it. You can observe a lot just by watching. It ain't over till it's over is probably his most famous saying. It's like deja vu all over again, which is a pretty good one.
I like that one too.
This is a very good one. Someone asked him about one of his favorite restaurants, Ken. He said, no one goes there nowadays. It's too crowded.
He's just a piece of work, this guy. He's great. Great.
This is a good one. Baseball is 90% mental and the other half is physical.
The other half.
Yeah. This is great. Good. He said, a nickel ain't worth a dime anymore.
Eggs.
This is a fun one that he said. Always go to other people's funerals. Otherwise, they won't come to yours.
He does give good advice.
Yeah, when asked about why the Yankees lost, he said, "We made too many wrong mistakes." Here's another one. Congratulations. I knew the record would stand until it was broken. You better cut the pizza in 4 pieces because I'm not hungry enough to eat 6. You wouldn't have won if we'd beat you. Like, sometimes you wonder, it's like, what the hell is he talking about? And then you realize they're actually all sort of genius. You know, I don't know. It's weird.
It is weird.
Like, it all makes sense. This is a good one, Cam. I usually take a 2-hour nap from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. This is good. Never answer an anonymous letter.
There.
Slump. I'm not in a slump. I'm just not hitting. Oh, God. The future ain't what it used to be. This is good. I tell the kids, somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose. Just don't fight about it. Just try to get better. This is probably one of his best ones ever. It gets late early out here. You get that?
It's boring. Yeah, it's boring. Yeah, it's
so,
another term for, yeah, the place blows.
If these, I wasn't thinking in that term, Cam, but it could be.
I was. It gets late early out here. What's there to, you know, what's there to do?
He's talking about, like, the shadows come in and the stadium.
Oh, yes, yes. Dark, good call.
Dark early here.
Take the under.
You want to go against the bar seat. I mean, you might be right.
You know, ask Yogi Berra. He tells us we're both right.
Right, Scott. If people don't want to come to the ballpark, nobody's going to stop them. It's a great one, too. We have deep depth. When you buy good luggage, you only use it when you travel.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Yogi Berra. This is a great one. You've got to be very careful if you don't know where you're going because you might not get there. All pitchers are liars or crybabies. Even Napoleon had his Watergate. He hits from both sides of the plate. He's amphibious. It was impossible to get a conversation going. Everybody was talking too much. I can see how Sandy Koufax won 25 games. What I don't understand is how he lost 5. What else? This is a great one. When he got his number retired by the Yankees in his speech, he goes, "I'm a lucky guy, and I'm happy to be with the Yankees. And I want to thank everyone for making this night necessary." In baseball, you don't know nothing. This is a good one, Yogi says. "I've never said most of the things I've said." Take it with a grin of salt.
Salt.
So I'm ugly. I never saw anyone hit with his face. What else does he have here? I'm lucky. Usually you're dead to get into a museum, but I'm still alive to see mine. Yeah, my father once told me Yogi was in he got into an elevator and he saw Yogi Bear in the elevator. And my father wasn't a big baseball fan, but even he knew who Yogi Bear was. One of the most famous, it's like the name, I don't know, because it's Yogi Bear, but Yogi Berra and the face. Like I, you know, I was talking about this earlier today. No one really knows who any of these modern baseball players are. Like, you know, and Yogi Berra, a lot of these sayings sort of evolved past baseball, right? It ain't over till it's over is a very pop culture, man. Like, it's a phrase that you hear all the time. It's like deja vu all over again.
That's a good one.
You know, he invented that. That's his saying. You know, we made too many wrong mistakes. Like, basically, like, he's really like a modern-day Shakespeare almost. Like, he actually did come up with quite a few phrases that are commonly used in today's society.
Very clever. An underrated clever. You said it, too. No, it's funny. You if you really break it down, you're saying it, Gabe. When you hear about it, you're like, that's weird. And then you think, oh, that's genius. Yes, he was. Very, 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 very slick. Even the fork in the road, there's two forks. Yeah, which one are you going to like? It's everything he did. Yeah, it's almost like a comedic genius, but very subtle. Very subtle.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you read this material, it's pretty much like Stephen Wright. You know what I mean? Like, you could look at this and think it's pretty much like a comedian's material as opposed to just a baseball player. talking. You know, talking after games and giving quotes. So we've got something. I sent this to Yang. Yang's ready to go. So Jimmy Kimmel, and I haven't heard this yet, actually. So let's hear what he has to say. And basically, Jimmy Kimmel sent his camera crew to the streets of Toronto, Canada.
Yep.
To ask people to talk smack about, like, the NBA Finals and the Golden State Warriors. And, you know, the bit was pretty much stereotype.
Yeah, nice people.
Canadians are polite and and the thing is, I see from the video part of it that he's outside City Hall, like, at lunchtime.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you don't find smack talk, it'd be pretty easy. Go to Jurassic Park outside the arena. Go to Scarborough. Yeah. You'll find smack talk. If you really want to find smack talk, Kimmel, go up to Jane and Finch, and your cameraman will get robbed. And you get smack talked to if you want.
That's it.
You know, like, yeah.
Actually, you don't have any footage. Your camera's gone.
You made it seem like Toronto's like Mayberry or something. Oh, GG shucks, they're all nice. I'm like, hey, you guys, it's like TV, you can totally typecast anything you want. It's like I saw the episode of Cops in Vegas, man. When I lived in Vegas, it takes them like 3 days to come up with that stuff. Okay? They were all happy. Me and Sheldog were in we were in Harrah's, and there was a drunk guy passed out in a slot machine, right? Like, you see a million times.
Yep.
Me and Sheldog saw the cop debating whether they should film it for Cops. They were like, ah, it's kind of nothing, but we don't have anything. And then the TV crew came, and they stood around, and then they were like, do it. Then they turned the lights on, and they got aggressive. It's like an act. Hey.
Asked them.
It's like, guys, it's so fake, man. Even that show, like, everything's just fake. But all right, Yang, let's roll the audio here as Jimmy Kimmel asked fans of Toronto to trash talk the Warriors, and the responses are the most Canadian thing ever.
Yeah. We're talking to Canadians and asking them to trash talk the Warriors. You ready? Trash talk.
No.
You don't do that here. And we are asking Canadians to trash talk the Golden State Warriors. You ready? Trash talk.
I would not do that against anybody. Canadians don't do that.
Let me hear you trash talk the Warriors a little bit. Trash talk.
No. We are polite. We are Canadians.
I mean, they're a great team. I don't think I can trash talk them. I think they're in the finals for a reason.
Why would I trash talk them? They haven't done nothing wrong to me or my team. All I'm saying is everybody's playing right. So if they want to win, they better play better than us. That's all I can say.
That's pretty weak.
Need to see the audio, but like, they're asking like old ladies outside the.
I know. Yeah, I don't really know your fan base. Business people. No. No. We don't do that here. Come on.
But hey, they want to make Toronto look like that, and you know it's all right. It's better than Toronto could look. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, there's a lot of stereotypes. Even that Guillermo guy, he's doing like maple syrup shooters with Norm Powell. It's like, no offense. It's like maple syrup's big in maybe Quebec, or I can tell you one thing. IHOPs in Vegas go through a hell of a lot more maple syrup. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many. It's just like the stereotypes are just so
I don't know.
Stupid.
Is IHOP using maple syrup or are they using table syrup?
Yeah.
Maple syrup, real maple syrup.
Well, syrup is Quebec.
Like people think that yeah, like people in Canada are taking like showers in maple syrup and it's everywhere and stuff. Like people in Canada, like me personally, I've never bought real maple syrup. I always buy like I've bought like President's Choice syrup. And yeah. Jemima.
I'm brutal. Yeah. I went to No Frills and I got the Mrs. Buttersworth, the one that is shaped like a woman, like Mrs. Butter.
That's all right. That's good.
Yeah, it's pure sugar, but yeah, it was on sale for $1.99. I can't afford real maple syrup's like $15.99. You want the good stuff. Man, I told you, I watched a show where somebody got killed for maple syrup. They were smuggling in drums. The real stuff's worth money. It's actually like a commodity. Table syrup's different. You're absolutely correct. That stuff's pretty cheap.
Like, exactly. People don't realize, like, real maple syrup, how expensive it is.
Oh, no. People have been killed for it.
That's not cheap.
Nope. There was a show where, actually, I was almost, like, laughing, but the guy had, like, barrels of, like, Quebec's finest maple syrup. And each drum was going for, like, I'm telling you, gave like thousands and thousands of dollars, like inside like a storage locker. Like a guy was going to get clipped for real maple syrup. Yeah, that's what we're serving in restaurants. That's a little bit different. And we're not showering.
You know that I didn't talk about this. This happened a couple of weeks ago, actually. This is crazy. It's right out of The Simpsons. Let's see. Men. Busted for stealing grease. I swear to God, dude, this is right out of the freaking Simpsons.
Oh, yeah, when Homer and Bart stole grease? Yeah. It was the best episode ever.
Yeah, they stole Willie's retirement grease. My retirement grease! police say a Central Virginia man made off with a whopper of a haul from Burger King. Hundreds of gallons of used cooking grease.
Worth a lot of money.
News outlets reported Alvaro Mendez Flores of Richmond, Virginia, admitted to the April the 4th theft. Court documents state that Mendez Flores backed up his box truck to the grease dumpster at the Annandale Shopping Center and began to use a hose and siphon oil into his 1,600-gallon tank. Mendez Flores confessed that he stole the grease and that he's actually a grease dealer. And he gets paid 25 cents a gallon for the stolen oil. So 25 cents a gallon. So he's got a $1,600 tank.
Wow.
$1,600. Yeah, but that's only $400. So, look, if he's got 1,600 gallons and he's getting 25 cents a gallon for it,
yep.
He's only getting $400 for that heist.
Yeah.
Is it really worse to back into a Burger King and rip off the grease for $400?
I think there's better things to do. You know, like what do the cagey thieves do now? Copper from air conditioning units is a big hot one. You know,
well,
stuff like that.
That's a crackhead
move, yeah.
The fisted criminals aren't stealing copper. Well, cop.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. A lot of air conditioning units get.
I'm just saying. This guy, you're obviously pretty smart, Alvaro. The fact that you came up with this, the fact that you pulled it off, and you know what I mean. You've got a truck, and you've got hoses, and you're siphoning off Burger King grease. It's pretty slick. I'm just stating that it's sort of like. You know, my father told me this when I was a kid. He said, I'm not telling you to do this, but he goes, if you're ever thinking about robbing a store, don't do it. Just rob a bank. He goes, you get the same jail time.
He's right.
You know what I mean? So, like, I'm just saying, Alvaro, like, you put all this thought and you're so smart. You could have come up with a better scheme than get $400 out of this. Like, if your tank only holds 1,600 gallons of grease, even if you fill your tank, you're only getting $400. Plus, you got to pay gas to go and steal this grease. You got overhead. You know, I'm just, you know, like I said, I say bravo. You know, Cam, I should have like a fantasy camp for crooks, eh? It'd be great. Yeah. Listen, Alvaro, great idea. I love the heart. I love the hustle, Alvaro. Like, you know what I mean? I love the plan, genius. We got to tell him, listen, you don't be stealing grease from a Burger King. You got to go and steal oil from a gas station overnight. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's think bigger. All right. You got a truck. You got a hose. How can we take advantage of this?
You're right. For the punishment doesn't fit the crime. And I was just watching another show where a guy hit 16 banks and he only got 8 years. Right. So it's one of those things. So you have to think about it. This guy, you could still do jail time for getting nothing out of it. If you're going to go big, yeah, you got it. You said it, Morenci. If that's what you want to do with your life, you got to think bigger. Grease isn't going to get it done. What are you going to do? Sell it back? Make some soap? That's what they do with the old grease, you know? Like, yeah, buy soap products. Yeah, whatever.
I guess it can be used for fuel.
Yeah, oh yeah, ethanol. Yeah, the other fuels. Correct. I thought you'd get a better haul than $400, though. Yeah, after you did the math.
Cooking grease can be used to make biodiesel fuel. Grease thefts have increased as biodiesel prices continue to rise.
Correct.
Police say there have been 6 such grease heists in the Fairfax area alone in the past year.
Probably Virginia, really hot on grease. Yeah, it's crazy.
This is better. This guy says he can make up to $10,000 a night stealing food.
Now we're talking money.
Yeah, now we're talking. Yeah.
Exactly. Gotta hit the big grease pool, baby.
Yeah, not your local Burger King. You know? How much grease can a Burger King in a small suburb have anyway? Gotta go to the grease factory.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Going on in the pit today? Where's our boy Yang at?
Yeah, I don't hear back to Kawhi action.
Yeah, where's the back to Kawhi? Mic on, mic off. Something must be going on there.
Yeah, little conversation.
Yang have indigestion again, some stomach issues. Al's Diner didn't go down right. I haven't eaten at Al's actually this week. I had breakfast at Al's a few days ago. I don't know.
Yeah, no. Usually you hear him talking. He's talking and like, you know, he says, "Hey, you know, ready to go and go camp," like whatever. He talks to me before I do the update. I don't know. I don't know where he is, Gabe. He seems to be missing in action.
Yeah, I don't know. And you figure that as we talk about him right now, he would jump in, but
that's what I'm thinking too. But
yeah, I'm sort of giving up on this stuff.
He gone.
This morning on the morning show, Bavona just stopped talking 3 minutes into a 5-minute update.
Why?
Because he was out of news.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You got to tell these guys to put the French Open in with betting lines. That's what I do, Morenci. Put in the lines. Right, buddy? If it moves, we can bet on it. So, good stuff.
All right, so. I guess we'll have to ask clearly. Yo, Yang, Danny, is anybody there? Like, you guys hear us asking where Yang is and what's going on, yet nobody responds.
No, it's, I think it's like, a lost cause, Brad.
Like, are you guys there? Yo. I honestly wonder like how we're on the air sometimes. Like I really do. Like I actually wonder. Like I'm like, wow.
Well, we'll see how this update goes, Gabe. Wish me luck.
Game time decision at Heat and Rage Radio. That is the Sports Radio Network.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Fantasy Sports News Update. We're getting closer now, less than 4 hours away from the NBA Finals tonight in Golden State. Warriors guard Klay Thompson active. He's listed as probable, but he's going to play. He is active for the game tonight, for Game 4. Kevin Durant still out, though. Coach Steve Kerr says he might play in Game 5 or 6. But despite he hasn't practiced since Game 5 of the Western Conference semifinal, and that was against Houston a long time ago. Kevon Looney out. Kerr says he could return at the end of the series. That's questionable as well. Toronto leading the best of seven series, 2-1. Let's hit tonight's betting line for the game. Warriors minus 4.5-point favorites. Total is 215 flat. Golden State on the money line to win, minus 185. Raptors to win on the money line, plus 165. First quarter line, Golden State minus 1.5, minus 145. Raptors plus 125, total 53. First half line, Golden State, they're minus 2.5. Money line is minus 170. Raptors in the first half on the money line, plus 150. Series price, Golden State now up to minus 125. Toronto plus 115. St. Louis Cardinals and Chicago Cubs officially are going to play a two-game series in London Stadium June 13th and 14th of 2020. Major League Baseball announcing this today. The Yankees and Boston Red Sox have a series in London slated for June 29th and 30th. They become the first teams to play in league history a game in Europe there. One game on the go afternoon, the usual afternoon game at Wrigley. Cubs right now, they are leading the Cardinals 3-0. We're in the top of the ninth inning. Women's World Cup of Soccer gets going today in France. The host nation all over Korea Republic, 4-0. This is a final. In the NFL, Kansas City Chiefs receiver Tyreek Hill, not subject of an active criminal investigation for child abuse. There's no active criminal probe, but Hill and his girlfriend, Crystal Espinal, remained the subject of an ongoing case with the Kansas City Department for Children and Families. Hill's sons reportedly suffered a broken arm and was removed from custody of his parents in April. Hill denied he was involved in any abuse of his son. If the NFL gets its way, a new collective bargaining agreement could be in place before this upcoming season. The league wants a new agreement by September 1st. The current CBA is set to expire following the 2020 campaign. The NFL's satellite and streaming deals, they expire in 2019. And its agreement with Monday Night Football, it runs through 2021. St. Louis Blues forward Ivan Barbashev will have a hearing today for a hit-to-head on Bruins winger Marcus Johansson during Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. The NHL's Department of Safety announcing if Barbashev gets suspended, it'll be the second ban on a Blues player. Oscar Sundquist handed a one-game suspension for a hit on Matt Grzelcyk back in Game 2 of the Cup Final. The Blues heading back to St. Louis and will have a chance to win the franchise's first Stanley Cup on home ice Sunday night at 8 o'clock Eastern. They hold a 3-2 series lead. Game 6 betting line, Blues minus 125, over under 5. Updated series price, St. Louis minus 300, and the Boston Bruins are plus 240. Very tough conditions at the French Open. Wind and rain wreaked havoc. Rafa Nadal saying true to form in his 39th meeting. He beat Roger Federer, the Swiss icon, in straights. 6-3, 6-4, 6-2 the final. Nadal, the king of clay, advancing to his 12th career French Open final. But the gusts of wind, 40 miles an hour, rain nasty. The Dominic Thiem Novak Djokovic match had to be delayed. It is now suspended until Saturday morning. Thiem is currently leading 6-2, 3-6, and 3-1 in the third set before the cancellation. Winner plays Nadal Sunday. Women's side, Ash Barty came back from a set down and a break to beat 17-year-old American Amanda Anisimova 6-7, 6-3, 6-3. That earns her a trip in her first ever Grand Slam final. Barty will play Marketa Vondrousova, who beat Joanna Konta of Britain 7-5, 7-6 in a good match. Vondrousova has yet to drop a single set in the tournament. She became the first team to win at the French Open since Iva Mioli did it back in 97. Barty minus 160 in the ladies' final. Vondrousova plus 140. And let's head to the links. PGA Tour second round of the Canadian Open from Hamilton Golf and Country Club. Guys are going low. right now. Brent Snedeker went crazy today. 29 on the front nine, 10 under. He shot a 60, almost jarred it from the fairway for a 59. He is now 11 under par. He had the lead, but Scott Brown on a tootsie roll. He's birdied four holes in a row on the back nine. He leads at 12 under par with one hole to play. Scotty Brown, notables, all doing pretty well. Rory McIlroy, minus seven, still on the course. Dustin Johnson, he is minus three. And Brooks Koepka, minus four in the clubhouse. All are going to be around for the weekend. The current cut line is minus one. We have a College Baseball World Series, a final right now. Louisville over East Carolina, 14-1 there. Rest of the baseball board is a huge one. 14 more games on the dock. So Abe and I will go through all the baseball matchups tonight. A busy Friday night with the Raptors and a whole lot more. Stick around, everybody. I want to thank Steve Merrill for stopping by. We got Babano, Joey Odessa, and Randy Moss to talk to Belmont coming up in the show. Red Heat and Rage, Hour 2. I'm Cam Stewart, Gabe Moretzi host. Coming back, Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage Radio. Stick around.
All you have to decide is what to do. The time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. We're in the level two. The pit has been abducted. They're gone. Broadcasting from the Badlands of New Jersey right now. But, Cam, I've been informed. mic on, mic off. The mic has been permanently turned off.
Oh, they're not allowed to talk to us now? Oh, geez.
No, it's broken.
Oh, I see. I see. Wow.
And cannot respond.
That's not good. I miss hearing them.
Yeah, we miss. Especially it's game night. Back, you know, is it back to Kawhi action?
Yeah, back to Kawhi action, fellas. Hey, normally, we the North. We the North.
Normally, Yang will say 10 seconds before the break. He'll go 10 seconds. But the last couple of days, he's like, Kawhi. So whenever he says Kawhi Leonard or We the North or Raptors, that's his cues and stuff like that. He's trying to get on my good side.
Yes.
But doing a great job today.
I had to call you on the phone over here, buddy. I had to call you on the phone in, buddy, you know?
Oh, wow.
I've been missing you guys, man, like the whole hour. I'm like, yo, back to Kawhi action. I got the new, I had new slogans going on and everything, man. And I don't know what the hell was going on.
Guys, I've been in the industry.
You guys were doing the show.
I've been doing this.
Awesome.
I've been doing this for 18 years. I'm into my 18th year right now. Two things have happened to me today that have never happened before. Like, I've never today, like, it's a 5-minute update. I'm sitting there this morning. And I really wasn't listening to him because I was looking for something online. And I hear the silence, sort of, and I hear him looking at me. That's all I got. And I'm thinking, well, like, I don't, what do you want me to tell you? Like, you know what I mean? So we talked for 2 minutes, and I've never had, we've never had someone have to call in from the studio to get on the air before.
Yeah,
well, how you doing?
I mean, it's always the first time for everything. It's always it's always an adventure. You know, I was even talking with the guys too, man. I think we might pitch a show called The Pit, and we talk about like what goes on down in the pit. You know,
well,
we talk about our day. You know, it'd be like pretty cool, like you know, some of the adjustments we got to make on the fly. You know, but I got Big Car Julio in the batter's box for you. All right, buddy.
Oh wow! Okay. I was going to ask, if you're calling us on the phone. Who's picking up the phone? Because he goes through you, right?
It's a good question.
Just a question. That was a pretty good one. Anyway, he gone, I think.
Big Card Julio is on yet.
Big Card Julio.
We have a guest in 1 minute.
Yeah, that's a good point. We'll take a break.
Oh, all right.
Boy.
That's great. Good to hear Yang's voice.
It is. Very nice.
It's Hawaii action.
From
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto Package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
All right, we're to level two here. So it's crazy. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff going on. We got a trip to Montreal in the morning. We're going to be in Toronto. So our next show, Game Time Decision, will be me and Cam will be broadcasting live from Wild Wing. Game Time Decisions from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. We'll be there a little bit before, obviously, setting up. You can stop on by. Richard Garner will be joining us. Pete Yiannopoulos should be in town doing a game for RDS once again. We've got a bunch of listeners and Rageaholics are going to be coming down. So it should be a fun time, Cam. And I got to tell you, buddy, look, either way, it's going to be a massive game. I mean, because the series will be tied at 2-2 or the Raptors will be up 3-1. But it almost seems too good to be true. But, you know, that's why tonight it's not even almost about betting, Cam. It's just, like, bigger than this. Like, I already have the futures too that if they can win the game tonight, bro, Monday night, Toronto plays for a championship. Not just the Raptors, but the city, country. Like, we play for a championship on Monday night in Toronto if they could win tonight, Cap. Like, God. And I already have the ticket. Yeah. Like, I'm already there.
I do,
there.
Too. Yeah, you're there, you're at the game. I can tell you one thing.
Ticket of the game, yeah.
You got the ticket.
They got to win tonight.
You got the ticket. Think about this scenario. It's just if they play their asses off and by some crazy thing they do, you know, they win tonight. They go up 3-1. Do the show on Monday. We're at a clinching game. You're at the game. We're downtown for potentially the first ever NBA championship for a franchise. I can tell you one thing. We're probably going to be partying into the next day. So I don't know what the plans are for Tuesday, but we got to put some things on hold there because it could be absolutely stupid. Imagine you go to the game where they actually win the NBA championship. It could happen.
Yeah, I've got a flight, man, at like noon or 11:30 or noon on Tuesday. And we're not going to get ahead of ourselves, but yeah, things are going to get pretty crazy, bro, if the Raptors win the championship.
Don't want to get ahead of ourselves. I'm just throwing the scenario out there. Like,
I know.
I've partied with you before, and, like, you know what I mean? Like, we've taken it to all levels at a decade ago. And
just look,
you know,
if they win the title, next thing you know, it'll be 5 in the morning. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The whole city's going to, every bar will be open.
I don't know where we're going to be. It could be on Haynes's floor. It could be on the street. I just have a feeling at 5 o'clock in the morning, we're not going to be.
My whole goal, Cam,
in a hotel room.
My whole goal is just not to get arrested, buddy. That's the goal.
Yes,
whatever happens, I'm older, I'm more mature. I'm not going to get in the middle of anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, when they start riding Cam on Yonge Street, you and I will sort of, let's just go down the street, buddy. Nothing can happen here, you know?
I agree. My brother told me one thing when he stopped drinking. He's like, set small attainable goals, and not getting arrested is a small attainable goal I think we can strive for.
Yeah, because I pictured it already. I'd start crying in the arena. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then I just thought to fast forward about half an hour later when I'm on the streets of Toronto, that's when shit will get crazy. Right?
Oh, I know.
But anyways, we're not there at all yet.
No, we're not there yet.
But Toronto, Raptors players, if you guys get it done tonight, you're playing for a championship on Monday, and you don't have to go back to Oakland. Win tonight. Yeah. Let's bring Babano in right now. Ian Cameron, Babano. What's going on, Babano?
It's a big one tonight, absolutely. I saw, by the way, Peter Yiannopoulos on one of the post-game press conferences, and unlike some other idiots in the media, he's asking good questions. So way to go, Peter.
Well, Pete's a coach, so he's a coach. He knows Nick Nurse, too, so he can throw real questions at Nurse. But Pete does a great job. We hope to see him on Monday. But the question is, you know, we're not at Monday yet, Babano. You know, listen, worst case scenario, the Raptors are tied at 2. So that's why I'm not in a total panic about tonight. But in the big picture of things, the Raptors can really win the championship tonight in a sense. Like, I know they could blow a 3-1 lead, but, you know, they'd have two home games left out of three games. It'd be hard to screw it up. And I, it's all about tonight, but the situational spot, Babano, definitely plays into Golden State's hands tonight.
Yeah, it definitely does. This is a huge game. You normally say that, you know, Gabe, about a series that's 2-1 going into game four like this, but it feels it's even more important tonight. If you're the Raptors, you really take control.
They all are.
You go up 3-1.
That's
yeah,
the thing.
You go up 3-1. But if you're Golden State, and even though it's only 2-2, and two of the last three games are in Toronto, you're feeling good because you know you can win in Toronto. You can win one or two games in Toronto and then hold serve at Oracle in a game six. So this is huge for the Warriors, too, to even this up. I think Golden State wins. I hope it doesn't happen, but I think they win this game tonight. The Warriors getting Klay Thompson back is certainly going to help. But at the same time, I would only look at some kind of money line parlay with Golden State. Laying 4.5 could be tricky. You know, let's not forget Golden State's one win in this series. They hung on for dear life to win that game. I remember that was when Nick Nurse had threw the box and won at Steph Curry after Klay got hurt in that game, and Golden State went scoreless down the stretch. I'm going to probably focus more on the props tonight. I like the under, actually. That's my favorite play tonight, under 215.5. I think it does revert back into a little bit lower scoring like game two did after game one. Klay Thompson, we know he's going to help on the perimeter shooting, but he's also going to help defend the perimeter against Toronto. And I don't think Toronto's going to be able to hit the kind of threes they were hitting in with regularity in game number three. So I would probably lean Golden State, but I don't want to lay 4.5. I do like the under, though. I think this game will, and again, we're getting a bump up in the total because of the final score and the total points we saw in game three. So under is the way I'm going to play it tonight.
Well, I was thinking, the totals are tough, guys.
They are very tough. Listen to this one, guys. I got something for you, though, guys. Think about this the first games in the series. The Raptors have won every first quarter and every first half. When Golden State came back, they had the third quarter on the 18-0 run. Those early plays, they've actually been cashing tickets as dogs, Marazzi. First quarter, first half. The Raptors, like, they've been coming out early and punching these guys in the face. In those early props, I'm thinking about doing that again tonight. They understand the importance. Like, if Golden State wins, I think they come back in the second half to do it. I don't know. I left some money on the table doing it trying to be a little bit safer the other night. Gabe, we kicked ass with our hockey and baseball plays last night. The parlays hit, the Blues, the under, like, everything went according to plan. I think I'm going to invest in first half wagers tonight. And to Babano's points, we'll go over the props too with certain players. But I think that's how I'm going to attack it, first quarter, first half.
The thing with the total with the basketball game here tonight, though, is it's tough. I mean, that game, Babano, the game two, depends on the number of when you bet it, right? I don't know. Like, it seemed to be 213.5 everywhere. FanDuel had it at 213 earlier in the day. And I bet the over. I ended up getting a push. That game was sailing over, Babano. Like, it was the in-game total at one point was like 226.5. And the total was 213. And in the last 3 minutes to 4 minutes, both teams hit the wall in game two. And it got to the push. Game one sailed over the number. Game three sailed over the number. Even though they're both defensive teams, the problem is with the totals here, and I got burnt betting the under the other night, is these damn referees. If you've noticed, in every game in the NBA Finals, the referees have been overzealous with whistles. There's a million free throws in every one of these games. And I would expect the Raptors to get tagged a lot tonight with fouls, sort of phantom calls. But, you know, I talked about this morning on the morning show. I'll get you guys the numbers here. But if you look at the numbers of the referees tonight, they actually all play to the under. And pretty significantly, too. Like Callahan, the head ref tonight. Callahan, he plays to the home team, but the rest of the referees play to the road team. And as far as totals, here it is. Here's their record. Where's Callahan with totals? I don't even need to look this up. He's 41-31. I'll tell you, and I'll prove it here. I'm telling you guys, he's 41-31 to the under. Callahan is. Where is he, Mike Callahan? Yes, sir. I was right. So 31-40. So he's had 40 unders, 31 overs. Zarba. Zach Zarba's the other ref here tonight, and I believe he's a pretty big under guy as well. And like I've been saying, guys, these referees play to their trend more than any other sport. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with the panel.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
I am Gabriel Morenci. We're throwing it down. We've got Babano. We actually have Joey Odessa coming up in about 15 minutes time. So yeah, we've got a busy show here today. Randy Moss. Later, we'll talk about the Belmont Stakes, last horse race of the Triple Crown Pursuit. Of course, there will be no Triple Crown winner this year. So Babano, who do you think? So you like the you're liking the under tonight in this basketball game. Who do you think wins the series right now, as the Raptors are now minus 125 favorites to win the series?
I'm gonna stay homer here and say Toronto finds a way to do it. I'm gonna do it. I think they can. If you believe in what Kendrick Perkins says, now I don't know how much you want to put into it, but he says they look focused coming out of game three, that they didn't accomplish anything yet, even though they won that game. They know the Golden State was banged up. They know how important the next game is. They look like they mean business. They're serious. So I don't know. I'm starting to buy into that a little bit too, that maybe Toronto tonight and in future games in this series can put their foot down. Let's not forget, they've outplayed Golden State, and you can say all you want about whoever's banged up for Golden State. Klay missed the end of Game 2, Klay missed Game 3 and all that. Still, Toronto has outplayed Golden State for 10, if not 11, of the 12 quarters so far in this series. I think that's significant and tells me Toronto can win this. So I'm sticking with Raptors.
All right, so now we've got the St. Louis Blues up 3-2. And guys, it's amazing, the roller coaster. Before both the playoff series started, the finals, I said the Blues and the Raptors were both going to win. The parlay was only plus 385, though. It wasn't great. It was plus 385, the parlay, that the Blues and Raptors win. The high point, it went all the way up to 17-1, plus 1,700 at one point. Now, if you play a Blues Raptors parlay to both win the title, minus 140.
Great.
Yeah, I know. Oh, excuse me. Plus 140.
I got my tickets already. I'm fine in my huge plus department.
Plus 140 for the parlay. So straight up, the Blues are minus 380 right now to win the Stanley Cup. Yeah,
wow.
You've got them. How about the back too?
380. Wow.
I hate to say it,
Gabe. I'm on the Blues, but think about this. If Boston wins the next game, they get game 7 at home. 380? Oh, God.
Ugh. Yeah. No, you know what? Down. It's coming down now. Minus 300 plus 240.
Yeah, there it is. That's what I got. Yeah, 300.
Yeah, minus 300 plus 240. That's at Mr. Green.
Yep.
We'll check in New Jersey.
I saw the Golden State series on Mr. Green went from minus 105 to minus 125. So that tells me that sharps, once they believe that Golden State, this is their game to get it back, to tie it up. And then after that, if they win, what will the series price be?
Yeah, you know what it tells me too, Cam? You can't forget, Bet365 is a heavily Canadian bet book.
It is. Big time.
Right?
Big
Let's
time.
See the NBA. What's the NBA series price? I have a hard time seeing Mr. Green's numbers. Man, their stupid screen, their time zone differences. It's a frustrating book. All right. Yeah, Raptors minus 124. Warriors are now plus 106. Warriors are now plus 106 to win the series. So, Babano, they go back to St. Louis. One thing with St. Louis, and we've seen this throughout the playoffs, and me and Cam talked about this, the Blues have actually been better on the road than have been at home. And I remember when they won game two in Boston, they went home to St. Louis, and they're all fired up, their first cup game forever there. And I saw Mike Milbury. I watched the NBC feeds for the game. So I saw Mike Milbury before the game, and he spoke to, Doug Armstrong, the GM of the Blues now?
Yep.
And he said, I spoke to Doug Armstrong before the game, and it stuck with me. And I asked him, what's his biggest concern? I said, your team's playing great right now. You know, you come back home. And he said, my biggest concern is they get too, adrenaline gets too caught up, that they get too excited and they get caught up in the moment a bit too much. And what happened? They lost 7-2 that game. So I think they learned their lesson, the Blues. And the Blues know, like, you know, they don't want to go back to Boston, even though they could win there. They've shown they could win on the road. But, you know, we were dreaming about the Raptors being in this situation. Well, I'll tell you what, Babano, the St. Louis Blues are in the position that we hope the Raptors are going to be on Monday. They can win the cup on home ice. The question is, do they answer the call?
They're going to have to play a flawless game Sunday night, because the way I see it, this is going to be make amends time for the referee, for the referees, for the NHL, to the Boston Bruins, based on what happened last night. We saw the same thing transpire earlier in this series. Remember, St. Louis was a little bit, you know, saying the whistles were going in Boston's favor a little bit. They got a few calls to go their way, and now it's Boston that's got a problem with the way the last game was officiated.
Do you really think, Babano, let me ask you, do you really think that any of that stuff matters? That what, like, Berube says at a press conference that they're going to call the game differently, or what Cassidy says? Or are these just events that happen on the ice? It goes both ways, and everyone overanalyzes it after.
Possibly, but I do think the Bruins are going to
really
get a lot more pinchy calls to go their way Sunday.
I do a bit, Gabe, but I think the NHL, I see Babano's point. They've over-exaggerated. No, but the thing is, Gabe, because...
But you guys thought the same thing a couple of weeks ago, and it didn't happen in that way. Where
no,
the
but it did.
Oh, they're going to give the Blues all the breaks now. No, they didn't.
No, they didn't in that game. They didn't in that game. But look at the San Jose game, and they've been basically saying this is the worst egregious calls that have influenced the game. The referees are now in a spot, Morenci. I think they're like, they're getting beat down by their own people. They're getting beat down by the coaches. Like, I think they're just in a tailspin right now, because
Bruce Cassidy brought out the dreaded black eye comment last night. The black eye on the NHL missing that call in the third period.
That's a little bit.
You know what I mean?
I worry about it.
I just don't think it, you know, I think at times they'll look the other way to get a series longer or whatnot. But the thing is, my point is, guys, the NHL referees, so they're under the spotlight right now. They're not going to make things worse by doing another stupid call to even it out. Then they're going to look even worse. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to try to do the best possible job they can. Like, I personally don't buy into that stuff. I don't think it matters.
What I think you might see on Sunday – yeah, is you know those hooking calls, and they drive me nuts when I see them in the NHL, where the stick barely grazes the hip for like a second and a half. I could see St. Louis getting called for a bunch of those on Sunday. I could.
Yeah, it's the Stanley Cup Finals. The referee's going to leave the whistles in a pocket. Like, basically, what penalties did they call? You know what I mean? Like, they've been letting them play for the most part, and they let them play like last night. I mean, the Blues get penalties for firing the puck over the glass and stuff. Ref can't control that. You know, the Bruins got screwed. There's no doubt about it. It should have been a penalty. Yep. Yet, there's a million plays in a game that should have been a penalty. It's not like the guy was on a breakaway and he got tripped and they didn't call a penalty shot. It's only because they scored later in the sequence that the Bruins are so pissed off, right?
But that's the Bruins' fault, too. And I do believe I'm with you. When the guy doesn't call a penalty, you don't just stop there and stare at the ref and call him a shithead.
Oh.
You finish the play. That's on the Bruins.
You know what I'm saying, Babano? I agree. I love Tyler Bozak. It was a straight-up penalty. It was it was a slew foot. He did everything. But you don't stop. That's the thing.
No question.
That's hockey 101. That's novice. That's Timbits hockey. You don't stop.
Yeah, no question.
He blows the whistle. So that's on the Bruins for being stupid.
That's right. Everybody stopped skating. And you see it right after the incident happened. Everybody stopped skating. Tuukka Rask, make a save. Defensemen get in the right position to make sure that shot doesn't come toward the front of the net like that. And they didn't do that. And you're right. It was a momentary lack of focus by the Bruins, and it ended up costing them. So they're at fault, too, for just, sort of getting caught up in the moment there.
Bozak doubly got them, too, in a way. He did it. And if you guys remember, Bozak thought they were going to call a penalty.
For sure he did.
So Bozak does it and instinctively turns around and puts his hands up like, what? And people sort of stop for a second, like you said. Like, Arcioni's on the ice acting like, oh, my God, I'm shot, right? He overdid it. He should have just gotten up, too. It's like, dude, they're not calling. You better get up, bro. Because he's like a basketball player that didn't come back on the play. You know what I mean? Like when a player pitches and lies on the court at the other end. It's like, bro, they didn't stop the play. So he's lying there, and I swear, the little hesitation of Bozak sort of froze everybody for a split second. And then people were like, oh, shit, there's plays going on the other side. And then it went in, and it happened so quickly. But, hey, I don't feel bad. It is what it is. So what you're saying, Babano, is you like the Bruins in this game then?
I think it's going seven. Unfortunately for St. Louis, I think it's going to go seven because I just think Boston's going to get some more power plays. And if they get some more power plays, they're going to produce because their power play has been that good throughout these entire playoffs. So I think it's going seven.
All right. So I don't know why you just won't say that I like Boston.
I do.
I wish he was on St. Louis. No, that's the thing. Like, it's not the thing about it was you're going to catch breaks, but to Gabe's point early in the show, Babano, no team has gotten by like without getting suspensions and breaks more than Boston in every single playoff series this year. And they bitch and cry like this hasn't happened to anybody else. Like, get bent. What about Anderson on Columbus? I know. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's
outside of San Jose.
It wasn't a breakaway.
These guys are unbelievable. Yeah.
Like, and not to mention,
it's unbelievable.
Not to mention, it was a bad goal. Rask should have stopped it. It banked off his pad. You know what I mean? All right, we got to get out of here. Thank you, Babano.
Thanks,
buddy. All right, guys, have a good weekend. See ya.
Have fun at Canadian Open.
I will. I'm looking forward to it.
Joey Odessa joins us next. He'll have no opinion on the food.
He won't. I know.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, we've got our man Gang back on the pipe. Now we just need to get Joey Odessa on the pipe. Is Joey Odessa with us, Yang?
I think so.
Yep. Sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Oh. He's on it.
Yang, bring his A-game.
He's on.
The A-game was on silent mode, baby. I was on silent mode making this happen, you know?
That's right,
Yang, good job.
On game night, Yang worked extra hard for you. He knows you're already stressed out with the Raptors playing. He likes to keep it fresh.
Yeah, man. Game four tonight. Let's go. We the North, baby.
Yang had to do this himself. He was, like, changing wires and stuff. See, all those days of stealing cars in Spanish Harlem finally came to pay.
It pays off, baby. Stealing copper and shit from the abandoned buildings and stuff. Copper wire, baby.
Wire, baby.
It paid off. Let's bring in former New Yorker and Joey Odessa. Joey, always a pleasure. What's going on, Joey?
What's happening today, guys?
So what, Joey, you're a Long Island guy, right?
No, I'm more upstate New York, Orange County, Ulster County, just about 70 miles north of New York City, Newburgh area.
All right. So, it's a New York reunion here. Now in Florida, Joey is. So we'll get down to business. But I was talking about this, and I referenced you earlier this morning, Joey, in that, like, the last night in a hockey game in the Stanley Cup Finals, there was a blown call. Somebody got tripped from behind. It should have been a penalty. It wasn't. And Boston are freaking out. And they were losing the game as it was anyways. Like, they were down when it happened. So it's not like the game got taken away from them, but, you know, it was a bitch what happened, and they got scored on about 30 seconds later. So they're complaining, but they've gotten away with a ton of stuff in the playoffs, Joey, and they've had players on the other team get suspended for, like, you know, the rest of the series. They've gotten away with punching people in the back of the head after the play. Like, they've done a lot of things, and they've gotten away with it. And now they're bitching and moaning, and I thought they kind of sound like a gambler, don't they, Joey? Yes. And you say it all the time. Listen, there's going to be bad decisions, and it's happened where sometimes I'm counting the money and I'm wrong. I'm like, you got to be shitting me. They gave the fight to the wrong guy. You think it's a mistake. And there's been other times, Joey, where I'm honest. I've stormed out of the room angry after a fight, and I come back and I found out I won my bet. I'm like, no way this guy won. And I storm out angrily, and he wins. It sort of does even out for the players, the referees, and bettors alike, doesn't it?
They all even out in the end. I mean, again, you don't remember the ones that you won that you should have lost, but you remember all those bad beats where you got robbed. I mean, everybody likes to bitch these days, so, you know, go figure. Boston, right?
Yeah, people do like to bitch. All right, so I'll be real. I know we got some title fights and all this on the card here, but for me, obviously the fight I'm most intrigued by is Tony Ferguson and Cowboy Cerrone. And I like Tony Ferguson's honesty. He said, let's be real. Like, this card sucked without me on it. So he goes, I'm back. There's some question. We spoke with Lou at Gamble earlier in the week. You know, Lou is a little concerned about the mental state of Tony Ferguson, but he does like him in the fight. And, you know, Joey, you don't want to bet on a guy that's, like, lost the day of the fight. But let's be real. And you know fighters very well, personally. Fighters are generally crazy to begin with, right? So whatever. Tony Ferguson's a little out there, and he's a little nuts. He's still a hell of a fighter. And look, he made weight. He went through his camp. So he's focused enough to do this. I don't have any concerns about Tony Ferguson's mental state. Do you?
No, I mean, look, Donald Cerrone's on a great run now. I mean, what he's had, like, how many fights in the last 2 years? I mean, he's breaking all these records, fight of the nights and everything. But, I mean, you remember, just what, 2 years ago, he was on a three-fight losing streak. He lost to Till, Lawler, Matzavel. Now, he's on a three-fight win streak with Perry, Hernandez, Ian Quinta, who got destroyed by Khabib. And, I mean, he's fighting Tony Ferguson. I mean, Tony Ferguson is tough, man. You know, top guy in the division, I would say, right up there, right behind Khabib. You know, I think it's, you know, I think that Donald's luck, you know, I'm not going to say his luck. I think his run that he's have is going to come up, you know, come to an end come Saturday night. And not just that, look, you know, everybody fights injured, everybody fights dinged up, but don't be surprised if, like, come Sunday morning they start talking about something, you know, Cerrone not being 100%. I mean, these guys are staying out at, what, the Crown Plaza in Chicago. You know, I talk to people everywhere. You know, there's a few injuries on this card that should be interesting.
Joey's got doorman in Chicago.
I like it.
Cowboys got a limp. Yes. Ninth floor. Staying in the ninth floor, he's got a limp.
That's great.
Inside information. And listen, I think it's a gift, too. It's 150. It's up to 164. I see at FanDuel right now. I agree with Joey. Tony Ferguson's an elite fighter, championship-caliber fighter. He's had injury problems. He's been off, but not for that long. And I agree. Listen, Cowboy Cerrone is a stud. The Cowboy will lose this fight, and he'll turn around. He'll win another five fights in a row, right? That's what the guy does. Cowboy doesn't deal well with bullies. With guys like Cowboy likes to bully you. Guys that just, like, straight up get in Cowboy's face and start beating him up, he doesn't deal with it well. And Ferguson's bigger than he is. He's stronger than he is. He's a little younger than he is. He's been in a hell of a lot less fights. He's way more skilled, with all due respect to Cowboy, who I like a lot. But give me Tony Ferguson. Like this fight. I like this fight more than I've liked any fight in a long time for betting purposes. And the UFC, there's so many just scrub fighters all the time. But this is a fight where I'm like, yeah, I like Ferguson to win this fight.
This thing opened -245. It's down, you know, it's down to like 135, 140. And, you know, pressure beats Cerrone. I mean, and I think that Ferguson's going to bring it. I mean, sure. anybody can get knocked out. We saw it happen with this heavyweight boxing fight with Ruiz and Joshua that everybody's talking about still, including me. But, you know, I tell you what, hard to imagine Ferguson losing this fight. Three-round fight to Cerrone. I think Ferguson wins it.
So Cejudo's an underdog. Lou likes Meraz a lot in this fight. And I get it, but – and I don't – you know, I don't want to be offensive, and I'm not trying to typecast or anything. But other than Amanda Nunes, who's like a freaking – like a cyborg warrior champ, like, man, that chick is tough. Brazilians generally choke in big fights. In the post-steroid era, they were all juiced up before. I'm sure I'm upsetting a Brazilian out here somewhere, but it's just true, and I've lost enough money on you guys to not trust you in big fights, Joey. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Yeah, I mean, I get it. Henry's going up and all this. I don't love Henry, but I can't bet against a gold medalist and a guy that just, you know, I've doubted Cejudo a couple of times, and I paid the price, Joey. So I know Meraz is the trendy pick this week, but I'm not ready to pull the trigger on him.
You know, it's crazy that Meraz is a trendy pick, yet the number opened at like minus 180 and he's down to like minus 130 now. Here's my thoughts. It's tough. I mean, how about a Burger King hat that he wore to the weigh-in, you know, and the face-offs? I mean, this Cejudo's, you know, look, and I'm a wrestler. I love wrestlers, you know what I mean? But look, he's up in weight, and, you know, I'll steal something from Teddy Atlas. Teddy Atlas says, well, Teddy stole it from Marvin Hagler. He's like, look, it's real rough for guys to get up at 5:30 in the morning when they're sleeping in silk pajamas. Well, Cejudo, I mean, he won a gold medal, but, you know, they said the first time he'd ever slept in a bed by himself was at the Olympic Training Center. I mean, he grew up without money. I get that. And he trained his ass off, and he got, you know, and
now
he won a gold medal.
He's chasing Bella all the time and the chicks online.
Yeah, he's out there making, you know, kind of goofy tweets, like Greg Brady kind of tweets, if Greg Brady tweeted. I mean, it's weak. And Marais, I mean, look, you know, and another, you know, just a one-liner. I mean, he's a hungry lion, man, and he, you know, he wants to get fed. And I think that, you know, tomorrow night, I think that Meraz is that lion. Now,
you're convinced, you always love these Olympians and the wrestlers. If you're telling me the Brazilian, I'll take your word for it.
Well, also, and again, the injury bug. I mean, look, there's a little truth in every rumor, and the rumor has been that Cejudo's got, you know, he's a little dinged up. I believe his knee or something. Don't know. Whatever. I think he is dinged up. I think he'll talk about it afterwards, after the fact. You know, if he beats Meraz, he's going to have to fight a hell of a fight. I think Demarais is going to come at him the first few rounds. And, you know, if Cejudo isn't injured, which I think he is, or dinged up, however you want to, you know, whatever you want to call it, I think Demarais is going to beat him. I think he could stop him.
Joey Odessa with us. You can follow him on Twitter at MMA Odds. Do you think there's a live dog with Jessica I at plus 740? I don't. Shishenko is a killer.
Well, you know what? Gray's out. You know, Gray's working with Jessica. Gray Maynard, that's your buddy.
Yep.
Good guy. And they've been working on her wrestling. You know, and, yeah, they've been working on Jessica's wrestling, you know, naturally, because that's what Gray does best. He's a pretty good wrestler.
Look, and again, Joey, my boy Cam Stewart here is a big dude. What are you, right? About 260 now, Cam?
I'm about 260. Yeah, 265, right. Sure.
I would take Shishenko against you. And she weighs like 100. Like, look her up, Cam.
Valentina, she's a killer. Shishenko.
Yeah, you know, she really is. Like, she should be like in the Russian military or something. Like, secret agent, like killing people, like the poot, like a hitman. She's a monster, this woman, Joey.
You know, but how do you lay 13-1?
I'm not going to.
Yeah, I mean, you can't lay that. You get caught speeding. I mean, look, Jessica's probably, I mean, she's the biggest dog on the card. I can't do it. I mean, if Jessica takes her down a couple times and is able to keep her there, she's going to grind out a decision. Now, whether she does that or not, you know, it remains to be seen. I don't see it happening, but it's dog or pass there. I mean, how can you can't even put Valentina in a parlay? I mean, no, you can't do it.
What about the undercard, Joey? Any of these underdogs or prelim fights catch your eye? Peter Yan and Jimmy Rivera. Jimmy Rivera is plus 260. Yan minus 340. Tied to Avesa. You know, some heavyweight action against Ivanov. Calderwood and this Chookhagen fight should be all right. I've always thought this Chookagian fighter's a little overrated, Joey. Like, you know what it's like. If you're kind of cute and hot and you got blonde hair, you sort of get more attention. Calderwood's a tough-ass Scott, but, yeah, and more decisions. Talk to me about the undercard.
Yeah, well, I mean, for starters, I mean, this Jimmy Rivera's been favored in every fight in the UFC except for against when he fought Pedro Munhoz, who I think has got a really good shot here. I keep saying tomorrow night. I think Munhoz has got a shot there. He's on the undercard. He's fighting Aljamain Sterling, who's, you know, I mean, he's kind of like the flavor of choice, the funk master. Everybody's buying him. I think Pedro might catch him. I mean, Pedro's tough, man. Going back to Rivera, I mean, Rivera's been favored in every fight except against Munhoz, and he won that Munhoz fight. Now, this Peter Yan, you know, this number opened like -215, and he's up to like, he's higher than -300 right now. And I usually live and die with the book sides because the book usually doesn't lose. You know, if I had to bet this fight, I mean, I think, you know, I tell you what, I think this is do or die for Rivera. I mean, it's always like that, but the Rivera's a legit guy who's, you know, he's 22-3, and it is do or die for him. You know, Yeah, I mean, you know, but then again, you know, live dog that won't win, you know my theory on that. I mean, you go broke betting those guys. I tell you what, a lot of people are betting this Ricardo Lamas, and, you know, because he's from Chicago, he's the local guy against Calvin Kattar. I think they're wrong. Numbers going down. Again, opposite the public, I would say. This, you know what, tied to Tuivasa, he's no gem. I mean, he's 8-1, but this Ivanov is one tough SOB, man. I mean, he can win this fight. It's a 50-50 fight, you know, and, you know, Ivanov, he fights well going backwards. I mean, he's more of a counterpuncher. I think he can win. You know, if he decides to go, you know, if he gets some takedowns or decides to go for takedowns, I mean, Ty is a fish on his back. He's done on his back. So if Ivanov has a good game plan, he can withstand some early pressure. I think he can win that fight.
An interesting fight here. All right, we can take a break, but Karolina Kolakowicz is fighting again. She's been fighting a lot recently. She keeps losing. As of late, she got murdered, and then she lost again against Grasso. Fight is basically a pick-up. We'll get Joey's thoughts on that. We've only got about 2-3 minutes left with Joey, but we'll crank it out on the other side.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, we got a couple of minutes here with Joey Odessa. You can follow him on Twitter. Hardest MMA follows out there. If you want to be on the inside, at MMA Odd. At MMA Odd. All right, Joey. So Kolakowicz is a late replacement against the Mexican, Alexa Grasso. What do you make of this fight? Basically a pick-em.
Yeah, you know, it opened, Carolina opened like -195, went down to pick-em. I think Carolina gets a win here. I mean, she's been on a bit of a slide, but she's lost the talent. You know, I mean, hell, she lost to what? She lost to Waterson, she lost to Andrade. I think that both of those are better than Alexa Grasso, so I think that Carolina had to pick them. I mean, it might be a close split decision type fight, but I think she'll get there.
All right, Joey, so we've only got about a minute left here. We just have this little mini segment going into the top of the hour. So closing words, anything else on the prelims you want to get off your chest? And we'll say what's hate the term best bet, but anything you want to get off your chest as far as any other fights, and for people tuning in right now, I guess we're all in agreement here, Tony Ferguson, and you like Marlon Moraes.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think this Chinese girl beat Angela Hill. She'll cool Angela Hill's jets. Hill's been on a little bit of a run on the undercard. You know what, Bevan Lewis, if he could stay on his feet, I mean, he's a little chinny, and another fight there, this Eddie Wineland, I think that I take that back. I don't want to say somebody's due because that's just a nonsense line, but I think he could beat this Popov, the Russian kid. He's pretty decent regional fighter, but this is the big leagues now, and Winewind, you know, he's a little long in the tooth, but I think he's like 34 or something like that. But he's got like
fights. Eddie Winewind,
a lot of fights, but I think
he's fighting Brad Pickett tonight.
Well, the Russian, I think the Russian's like 35, 36 years old himself. He's a Muay Thai guy, but I think Winewind will beat him.
Wow. Wineland's first fight, guys, April the 12th, 2003.
Wow. Quite, that's impressive, man. I don't care.
A lot of fighting. Yeah.
He's got some longevity there. I think he can win, though. Can I plug something?
Yeah, yeah. Do it fast.
Yeah, I've been working with Philly Godfather now, so head on over there, check out some of that stuff. And, you know, we've been rocking.
What's the website?
I mean, he had Ruby the other night.
What's the website? PhillyGodfather.com.
PhillyGodfather.com. He asked me, he said, can Ruiz win? I said, no. Sure enough, Ruiz won. So.